Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfort boys and basketball coach Adam Schreiner after a 44-19 win over Washington County in their sub-state quarterfinal. They're on to the next round. And coach kind of talking about this one. This is a really good defensive effort from you guys.
Yeah, I thought our guys came out locked in and kind of knew what they needed to do and, you know, kind of stayed in front and did their assignments. And, of course, Washington missed some shots that they probably normally make or feel like they should make. But for the most part, I thought our kids had hand in faces and rebounded the ball well to keep them off the glass and just executed well to kick off sub-state.
And now you guys take on a team in Osborne as the one seed. They're 19-1 on the year. A really difficult task for you guys. You guys will be playing them coming up on Thursday at 6 o'clock. That will be at Rock Hills. And, Coach, this is a bit of a drive for you guys, about 2 hours, as you tell me. And this is a really good Bulldogs team that is hoping to get back to state. So what's it going to take for you guys to be able to knock them off and advance to the championship game?
Well, we just got to stay true to who we are and don't make the game or this team bigger than what they are. You know, it's an opportunity for us to go out and get a play again, and we know what we need to do in different situations. And I hope the kids have the confidence and trust in one another to go out and know that it doesn't take anything special. It just takes stacking right plays on top of each other, and that starts defensively. And then, yeah, just trust in each other and have that belief that we can get it done, because we absolutely can.
And, Coach, kind of just since this is the last time we'll get to talk, what does it say about the trajectory of your program to go from a 3-win season a year ago to this year playing in a sub-state semifinal with double-digit wins overall in a really difficult league and going just around close to 500 in league play? What does it say about where you guys are going?
Oh, I think it says a lot, but again, I try to always reiterate, like, Benton did a great job with them last year. They were young, so as we continue to mature just through the growing up process and getting a little bit older, you know, I should say, proud of the kids and their effort that they put forward this year, you know, defensively, and then trying to learn some new offensive things that I've tried to put in that's changed what they've done in the past. But, you know, I'm very excited, but we still have games this year that we really look forward to. So we get an opportunity to continue on this season and go pick up some wins and, you know, set that trajectory high for the future. And that's kind of what we want Frankfort basketball to be about.
And kind of getting back to this one that's coming up here on Wednesday, of course, Osborne beating you guys in the sub-state first round a year ago. Has your team talked about that at all? Is that extra motivation for them?
I think as a coach, you try to put that in there as extra motivation, but I don't know how much the kids, that's a while ago, how much they buy into it. But, you know, yeah, I think they know this team, and just like us last year, you know, they return a lot of players that they had last year, so there is that little bit of familiarity with each other. But I think our kids look forward to the challenge. You know, we play in a tough league, so sometimes records don't necessarily mean everything in sub-state, and we get that opportunity to go out and play a really good team with a good record and show them that we can compete with anybody.
So, Coach, what are you wanting to see from your team offensively? As you guys did struggle a little bit, you tell me, a couple of those shots not falling your way. Of course, still able to get that blowout win, but a few things that you could clean up here offensively in this one.
Well, I just think, you know, keeping our focus through shots. I thought we had some good looks, some good opportunities, and the ball didn't fall. And, I mean, sometimes you're going to have that, but I thought we moved the ball well. I thought we screened well, you know, and I thought we took shots when shots should have been taken. So overall, I thought we did really well, and we're getting there. But yeah, we just got to have, when we're inside there, have that focus on where we're shooting at and just go put the ball in the hole. But sometimes that doesn't always happen, so we know that it starts at the defensive end. But yeah, offense will take care of itself.
And defense leading to offense, a key to success for the Wildcats, coming up here on Thursday, taking on Osborne. Coach, thank you so much for your time today and this entire season as well.
Thank you for all you do. We enjoy the coverage. Thank you.
Adam Schreiner, head coach for the Frankfort Boys basketball team here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.